I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
With Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Welcome along to the Beck and Soda podcast. Soda, I am experiencing severe Taylor withdrawals.
Well, tonight's the last concert in Australia,
tonight,
is that right?
The last concert. I was lucky enough to go on Friday night and I miss her.
What do you mean you miss her?
Well, I also miss, I think it was such a Hunger Games process to get the tickets. Then I had to change my flights because of weather. Then we missed the support act. They cancelled it because, again, thunderstorms. And when she finally came on, it was like an out-of-body experience. It was so emotional.
What, now you're deflated because
of all
the hype.
And now I'm deflated and I'm even more deflated because we left our dog home for the weekend while we went to Sydney, and my daughter's boyfriend, Bram, cared for him. Clearly let him have the run of the house because I got home last night. You know when you get off a flight, you just want to get in your gym jams and slip on your slippers. I had to put my slippers on. Wolfie has done a big sloppy poo in my slipper, the dog.
Oh, what? Did Bram clean them? No.
Well, I don't think... Well, no, he mustn't have known he'd done it.
Well, he backed one out into
into my slipper. It would have smelt like me. It would have smelt like my feet, which he'd know.
What,
and he'd
poo?
Go...
Oh, dear.
Oh,
haven't
dear.
You got some issues to deal with?
We just get that sorted out, all right? I think we'll leave it there. Let's get into the podcast, shall we? Beck and Soda on SAFM.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Happy last Taylor Swift concert day.
Hey. Hallelujah.
She will be leaving the country.
Hallelujah. Well, you have just got back. You're still sporting the shirt that you wore on the weekend. Was it as good? Did it live up to the hype?
It was. Oh, I do feel guilty for people who missed out to be saying this, but it was everything I dreamed of and more.
Brilliant.
It was, I think, as you said, it was like a religious experience. That many people in one stadium, the lights, you know, flickering on your wrist and changing colour, and a whole crowd chanting every word. We actually did have it. We were in the nosebleed, like real nosebleed. We did have a couple of rows in front of us who at some point sat down and were scrolling their phone. And I
long, 3.5 hours, though.
Well, I'm sorry. What else are you going to do 3.5 hours? Sorry if you have to check Facebook. I did think about tipping my champagne on there. Like, just give it a little splash.
Hang on.
To say, wake up. Come
so
on.
3.5 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, God, what are you going to do? See that phone? Give it to me right now. Can
not
I have your phone?
No,
your phone.
Hours.
Your phone.
Not
okay? Yeah?
Come on. It's gone.
Right, I'm going to keep that in my pocket for 3 hours to see what happens when you don't scroll something.
Totally
easy.
Okay?
Look at
you know,
eyes.
You're going to give that back because you're going to have to talk to me more.
I will keep your phone under lock
right.
and key.
And I'm going to be chatty Cathy all morning to
I'm
you and you give it
give
back to me like a dummy.
To producer Rachel. Rachel, I've confiscated Beck's phone because she couldn't believe for 3.5 hours people couldn't watch the concert and just sit there. So let's see if we can get through 3 hours this morning.
You know what you've done to us. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks a lot.
I am going to be absolutely unbearable.
Every song,
every ad, I'm going to chat your ears off now.
So hang on, 5 to 6 songs an hour is that we're playing? Over three hours?
Yeah.
I'm going to have 15 toilet breaks today. That's going to be amazing.
No, it was an incredible experience. My only issue about the people scrolling the phones is I just knew there were genuine Swifties who would have given anything to be there, and there were a few little, I don't know, mediocre fans, I would say. Not mediocre in like as humans, mediocre. Wow.
Not deserving fans, is that what you're saying?
Yes, I don't think they were deserving.
Really?
I was judging them.
If they paid their money they were gifted tickets, isn't that okay?
Yeah.
Not if they were gifted tickets.
Why not? Have you ever given anyone a gift?
So all the people that are going to Pink tomorrow night who have free tickets from us
fans.
Don't deserve it.
If you're at Pink tomorrow
don't
night.
Don't look at your phone.
Do not. Watch out.
I mean, you can record videos. Just don't be. Someone was searching the playlist on Spotify in front of me. I'm like, why don't you know how you know what song is next? You just watch the stage. They were literally on Spotify searching for what song was going to be next.
So most people really love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
While they
well, the row here. In front of me, there were a couple of hardcore Swifties, but there were a few right in front of me who I was not impressed with. I sound like a negative Nancy. It was a brilliant, brilliant experience, and I'm very grateful. I will never forget.
Like a duck, and
it was probably
like a
better
duck.
Than my wedding day.
Can you give her a phone back, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nancy, take your phone.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Beck has issues with her headphones once again, as she always does, looks like an idiot.
These are the worst headphones ever invented. They're not. I can't work them out.
Pretty simple, like the headphones you have at home, or if you hop on a plane when you were going to do something.
Do I need to fix them?
Very standard headphones. We have the same ones we use here in the studio. Beck, for some reason, cannot work out how you put the two covers over your ears. Why can't you work out how to use headphones, Beck?
You can't do it either. Thank you. Sorry. It's like a tradesman who can't use their tools. Okay. Got back from Sydney last night and we left Wolfie behind for the weekend because we went over for Taylor Swift. Very, very lucky. We had my daughter's boyfriend house-sitting and dog-sitting for us. And Wolfie was not happy about being left. And you know how I know that is when I went upstairs to put my slippers on last night. There was a big wolfy turd in my fluffy white slipper.
The rescued Samoyed that has no interest in you.
I rescued him and he has not rescued me.
He's actually caused a whole lot of grief in your life.
But it's just me. He's weed on my side of the bed. Yep. And you know what? He's big white and fluffy. I don't know whether he thought the slipper was like a part of him. Anyway, now I've got shit all over my slipper.
Oh, okay. Righto.
It was not a good present to come up.
Do you clean them? You throw them? Are they worth keeping, or you just, why didn't you just turf them?
I don't know if they're really nice. I mean, they weren't super expensive. But so now I'm going out to his kennel.
13, 10, 60, who pooed in your bed? No, just kidding. Yeah, we're not. Yeah, no.
No.
Absolutely not. Definitely not.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Shingles Awareness Week. So happy Shingles Awareness Week to all those who celebrate, including you, Soda, because you are a victim.
Don't bring that back to me. That was the most traumatic, painful experience of my life, Shingles. And it was middle of last year, Beck. I'm serious. For anyone that hasn't had shingles, be wary. You can get a jab, I think, now to try and prevent it from coming. Because if you've had chicken pox, as I heard Em say then, there is a very good chance that you have that that virus dormant in your body and it will come out. And I've got to say, remember when we talked about this on the show?
I remember.
The amount of friends that rang in and said that, it was more painful than childbirth. The nerve pain is phenomenal.
Which is interesting because you've never experienced childbirth firsthand.
I know, but it was the women that have experienced childbirth that said, shingles, far worse. I'm with you, sisters. I get it.
Yep.
And I'm with you, sisters. Are you sporting some sort of a ribbon in support Shingles Awareness Week?
What colours are nerves?
Don't know.
Because whatever colour nerves are, that should be the colour of the ribbon because that nerve pain is frightening. It goes into the core of you and it rips the neurons out of your nerve and it is horrific.
Well, what do I get? Because you get on my nerves every morning. What ribbon do I get?
You have a ribbon. You know what? I hope you get shingles. I don't mean that
I've had three natural childbirths. I've had stitches down there. I've had pain, man.
I don't wish shingles on you for the fact that it's painful, but I'd just like you to experience the pain.
Just so you can enjoy this week.
Oh
exactly. As we celebrate.
I don't want to just celebrate on my own.
Yeah.
How I got through it. Hey?
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Oh my gosh! Look at these trending topics.
Yeah, look, we are still on Taylor Swift watch for our Goss segment. She does her final Australian concert in Sydney tonight. That's her 7th concert. Now, I was lucky enough to go with my girls on Friday night. We were in the nosebleed section, which had the advantage of being able to see because you were so high up backstage. And I, with my little iPhone, captured Taylor running off into the arms of Travis.
Oh, the boyfriend.
The boyfriend who was private jetted in for the occasion. I was so excited. You know what I get like? I can't believe that I actually saw them. I saw the embrace. They are really into each other. She flung herself into his arms.
You saw two ants hugging.
Yeah, they were very small. They were very small and very blurry, but I saw it. Now, I had a little surprise for you last week, the equivalent of your Taylor Swift. So your first concert, your Taylor Swift equivalent was Peter Garrett.
Yeah, one of the first ones was Midnight Oil. I loved Midnight Oil. I remember Peter Garrett, the big bald dude who danced frenetically. Yeah, and look, I thought it was fantastic. We were talking about and reminiscing the other day about, I think it was what, $15.90 to go and see Midnight Oil back in the 80s and just a phenomenal night.
Well, look, can I say we paid $350 a ticket to be, as I said, pretty much as far back in the stadium that you could be. So I think that is a little steep, to be honest.
Yep.
Anyway, we managed to have a chat to him last week, though, and we had to buy into that, really, didn't we?
Peter Garrett, of course, from Midnight Oil. You got him on as a surprise. For me, I had no idea. We're talking about concerts, and then bang, you brought Peter Garrett out of nowhere.
So, Pete, as a musician, you'd be watching this Taylor Swift phenomenon and hearing Soda say that you're his Taylor Swift. How does that make you feel?
I'm not price gouging like Taylor, to be blunt. You know, I wouldn't begrudge anyone's success. That's the first thing to say. And she's obviously touching a chord with masses of people, particularly people of a certain age group. The dollar end of it, just looking at it from a distance, having been in the business forever, is pretty brutal. Mm. But that's everybody's choice.
He went whack.
Well, he didn't. I mean, in fairness to Pete, he was just saying that obviously, look, it's pretty pricey. The world's a bit different than it was in the 80s with money. But, you know, it did rock the boat, a few things that Pete said.
Yeah, because then we went on to ask him, because obviously he is a staunch environmentalist, what he thought about the private jet use and particularly about the fact that she sent an empty jet over to get her boyfriend from Hawaii and then bring him back.
She's not setting a good example. I mean, I'm sure they could sit up the front of a Qantas plane or, you know, a Japan Airlines plane or whatever, and she'd still get a tummy tickle. So, I mean, sometimes people just need to grow up a little and recognise that we do live on a finite planet with finite resources and we can't continue exacerbating the climate crisis. End of my rant on that one.
No, he was great, Pete. Look, I think very down to earth, and he had a few things to say, but certainly within context, right? And we asked him about Taylor Swift, but geez, didn't it sort of got a bit of a life of its own?
It took off over the weekend, was in a lot of online media outlets, and then he was asked about it on The Project.
I've got to ask you about Taylor Swift.
Yes, you do.
There were some headlines over the weekend. Perhaps she's charging too much for her tickets. Is she price gouging?
Mm. Well, look, I mean, I think read the full article.
What, it's out of context?
There was a bit of clickbait involved, wasn't there?
Exactly right, Pete, you were. And in defence of Peter Garrett, we asked a couple of questions just about Taylor Swift, because essentially he was my Taylor Swift. I love Peter Garrett more than any other performer. And I think it did. It evolved into a bit of clickbait when Pete was just making a couple of comments.
And in Taylor's defence, the price gouging was actually much worse from airlines, accommodation, Airbnbs, who cancelled people to accommodation, then bumped it up four times. The price to get to Sydney on a Friday and Thursday last week was $1,100.
One way. Yeah, it's crazy.
And then there were flight cancellations due to the weather on Friday. So it wasn't really Taylor's fault. It was everybody marking up and making it a very, very expensive experience.
Yeah. Making it the Taylor phenomenon. It was like a movement, an economic boon for Sydney and also for Melbourne. Does that mean we get to play Midnight Oil songs now?
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Oh, there were so many little ones whose first concert will have been Taylor Swift on the weekend. It's going to be hard to top. It was a pretty big extravaganza. It's all going to be downhill from them. But we're reminiscing about our first concert. My first was Ice House. My second was Bryan Adams for the old Summer of 69.
Oh, beautiful. Where was that one? Was that here in Adelaide?
At the Entertainment Centre.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And Bryan I stood Adams. Up on my chair, which I don't reckon you'd get away with these
How
days.
Were you? A teen still or
a
were you
a teenager? Yeah, I was still a teenager. Maybe. Yeah, right. Yes, and it feels so right.
But it feels so right. There you go.
Yeah,
Bryan Adams.
Maybe 15?
Right, yeah. Okay, we're going to go back, see how far back you can go. Anastasia from Mawson Lakes. Okay, how far back are we going, Anastasia, and who was it where?
I reckon 1993, I went and saw Madonna's The Girlie Show.
Adelaide Oval.
It was absolutely amazing. I can still remember it.
Yeah, it was the Adelaide Oval. I reckon the stage was over on the eastern side.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you go?
I was there.
Oh, wow.
1st of December, and the encore was Justify My Love and followed by Everybody.
Oh, wow.
You have got a great memory.
That was it. Yeah, I remember
that it. That was it. That was
No, that was Google.com.
Yeah, but I still remember going. Jeez.
Trish from Ovingham, what was your first concert?
Trish.
Yes, sorry. Yes, my first concert was Neil Diamond 25 years ago.
Trish.
In his leather pants?
No, I didn't have leather pants, but I was way down the back and he was like a little dot on the stage. So I tried to crawl under all those plastic chairs. And when I got close to the front, there was two security guards who took me back to my seat.
Oh, Trish, so Neil Diamond, have you just seen him the once?
Oh, that's the only concert I've ever, ever been to. Wow.
What, in your entire life?
In my entire life. How deprived am I?
Really?
Right.
Yes. I saw Neil Diamond a ton of times with my mum. That's her favourite artist in the world.
Yeah, my mum loves Neil Diamond as well.
Yeah, Hot August Night is one of the great double albums of
all
time.
Bit of crunchy granola sweet.
Yep. Mm.
Emma in Manapara, what was yours?
So it's actually my husband. He is going to his first concert at the age of 32 in April to see Simple Plan at the Adelaide.
Hang on, he's never been to a concert in his life?
No, never. I don't understand how, but yeah, so we're going to... Yes.
Right, and you haven't bothered to drag him along to anything before this?
No, I just went to lots before I met him, so I didn't actually realise that he hadn't been to any.
Yeah, right.
And so I booked tickets, and then he was like, oh, I've never been to a concert before. So,
oh, that'll be special, Em. Enjoy.
Okay,
let's go to Mount Gambier. Helen, what was yours?
In Excess at Memorial Drive, 1991.
Oh, hot. Oh.
That would have been quintessential Aussie rock.
Awesome concert. Awesome.
How old and were you, Helen?
Oh, God, I'm 54, so that was 91. So it was a long time ago.
Young. You were young.
Also got to see you two in, I think that was at the old footy park.
Oh, yes. Do you know, I reckon that concert was when Bono called Graham Corns on the stage.
Exactly
that
what
right?
happened, yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
there
exactly.
Gosh,
yeah.
You remember some random.
Yeah, I know, I remember because I was living in West Lakes at the time and we could actually hear the concert from where we were sitting.
So cool. Oh, Michael Hutchins, what a hottie. Okay, let's go to Leslie in Woodville. What was your first concert?
It was the Rolling Stones at Swithin Theatre.
Oh, Leslie, can we dare ask what year that was?
I was 16 and I'm 73 now, so you do the math.
Leslie, how good was that? What was your most vivid memory of it?
How loud they were, how fantastic they were, and at Swithin Theatre, we were just so close.
Yeah, right. That's fantastic.
Rolling Stones at Febby. That's a small venue for the Stones. So
it
good,
was,
Leslie. And what's your favourite music that we play on SAFM now?
Sam Smith.
There you go. Good choice.
Hey, Leslie,
well done.
You've evolved with the years beautifully. Yeah. Leslie, thank you so much for sharing that with us. So imagine seeing the Rolling Stones. Geez, what's that? 50, you do the maths, Beck. What's that? How many years ago?
Is this 57? The riddle man? I don't know.
57 years ago.
All
right.
It's amazing. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for your calls.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda. Just another Mum Fail Monday. Mum Fail Monday.
Oh, look, I want to be a good netty mum. I played a lot of netball as a child. My mum was always taking me to and from training, was always there, nailing it. She was a manager. She always had the oranges. And I just wanted to be that mum, and it's not happening for me, not surprisingly. For a start, Frankie went and broke her wrist after one game of summer netball last year. She broke it shopping, not playing netball.
Oh, hang on.
La Vista can be a very dangerous store.
Well, she turned up to every game, though, supporting the teammates?
Well, that would have required me to display that kind of commitment. So she had 6 weeks off.
Hang on. During those 6 weeks, as a netball mum, did you take her along to support her team or did you go, oh, God, I've got 6 weeks off?
Well, some of the games are in Anzac Highway in the city. It's quite a drive.
Oh, dear. What about getting Frankie, though, to support her teammates and instill that real confidence in her?
I watched the app and saw their scores and let her know whether they'd won or lost. All right, well, again, the segment's called Mum Fail. Mate, if I was winning, I wouldn't be here.
Good point. Mum wins on Monday.
So when the games are not at Anzac Highway, which they have hot chips at Anzac Highway, but they also play some of their games at the West Beach Tennis Club. Oh, yeah. And I think I told you a couple of weeks ago, I discovered that that place is licensed.
Right.
And I have been going and ordering a cheeky Bubbles.
Mm.
And of course, they have little plastic wine glasses, but I don't want to be that mum. So I said to them, can you put the Bubbles in a takeaway coffee cup with the lid on it?
Oh, so you won't be that mum. You'll be the other type of mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're drinking wine out of a coffee cup.
I am that. What? I am that mum. Anyway, I thought I'd got away with it for a couple of weeks, and then last week I had my little cup of coffee, in inverted commas, on the bench next to me, and a gust of wind blew and knocked the coffee cup netball court. Lid came off, and the wine
onto the court.
Spilled. Not onto the court where the girls were playing, but onto the spectator area, and the other mums and dads have gone, that's not coffee.
Yeah, judgment.
Gone. The jig is up.
So you have been busted. Well, no, I suppose, though, on a Friday night, if you've got Friday night netball, why wouldn't you be just having a little cheeky one? You know what I mean?
Oh, it's a Tuesday.
A Tuesday night?
Tuesday night.
Oh, that is a problem.
It's a school night.
It's not even hump day.
What? just so Tuesday night, you're on it. Night. I must admit, though, I would have no doubt, because especially like, you know, school drop-off when the mums just have a little squirt of water in their activewear.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I reckon sometimes there's more than water in there. There might be a little vodka or a bit of gin.
Not so, a drop-off. Pick up.
Just be careful, you know.
I'm just saying that it would be happening. Well, that's why the police sometimes stick the breathos the front of the school drop-offs and pick-ups. Certainly they do that pretty regularly around Adelaide. We know they do that. But, Beck, I could say that I reckon. So what is it? Your Tuesday night. You like to have a sip?
Yeah, just one.
Right.
Just one drink.
You would not be the only mum or dad, I reckon, so doing that. So next Tuesday night, you're doing it. I bet when you look around, there'll be a few people holding coffee cups. They'll look around and see you, and you'll get the little wink or the nod of approval as opposed to the stare of disapproval.
Yeah.
Surely
okay.
In your Stanley Cup or your Frank Green, someone's smuggling more than just the Gatorade.
Out yourself. Bianca from Dorsley, are we judging Beck here, or is it all okay?
Oh, definitely not judging. not only me, a group of us do mulled wine at 9:30 on a Sunday morning at Ozgeek.
Oh, I love it. And Bianca, what are you drinking your mulled wine out of?
Well, we make it to put in the good old flask and then we put it in our coffee mugs.
See, there you go, Beck. How do you feel now?
9:30. It's 12 o'clock somewhere. That's great, Bianca. I want to start my kids on Ozgeek just so I can hang with you on a Sunday morning.
Bianca, you and your little group of kindred spirits of Rebecca Morse here, and mulled wine is normally just a nice little warm drop, isn't it?
It is, definitely warm wine with
how
a bit of spices. Well, we do it in the good old Thermomix with our red wine, cinnamon, cloves, a little bit of sugar and water. But yes,
and does it make Ozgeek easier to watch, Bianca?
Well, AFL family, it's easy to watch anything. But yes, with little kids, it makes the morning magnificently smoother.
Oh, Bianca, you are a star. Good on you and your little mulled wine mob. I love it.
Thank you, Bianca. And just a reminder to drink responsibly
at
kids' sports events.
Always.
Well, I knew those thermomixes were good for something other than burning people.
Oh, ouch.
SAFM's Beck and Soda, 6 to 9 weekdays.
SAFM.